B-Pod Studios.
Oh, my God.
You know what today is?
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
Look at the calendar!
It is.
September 22nd.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Well, you're in luck.
You're in luck!
Today just happens to be
the first day.
First day
of the
fall season.
The temperature
just keep getting cooler and cooler.
You need a sweater.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, first day of fall. How about that? And it's the fall equinox, right?
Equinox or equinox.
Equinox.
Whatever the gym is called.
Depends how you say. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That means what? 12 and 12? Is
yep.
that how it works?
Yeah. Equal parts.
Equal parts sun and dark.
Yes.
And you're going to like it, though. 67 today. Tomorrow, 80.
Yeah,
how about that?
But the days
Same
are getting
with Thursday?
Shorter.
Well, Brian was mentioning earlier he likes that.
Yeah. Just these days have been way too long as it is.
Long day, so we can shorten those up. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, so it's Tuesday, September 22nd. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 80s artists of the day. We kicked that off yesterday. Continues today. We had a couple of happy players.
Yeah, no kidding.
So here's how it works. At 8 o'clock, we're going to play Bon Jovi today. That's your 80s artist.
Really?
Of the day, yeah.
Cool.
So when you hear Bon Jovi, you just be caller 100. Now, we've set aside a special phone number because we want it just dedicated only for this contest.
Really? That's special.
How special is that?
I don't even know it.
We won't tell you, LBF. It's very special. We don't want anybody to junk up the lines.
Yeah.
Here, so no. Anyway, so it's Bon Jovi, 8, noon, and 4 o'clock today. We'll give you a chance to win $500.
Cool.
Three times a day.
That's exciting.
How about that? It's $1,500. You have a great day yesterday?
I did. I bought more pumpkins.
Oh, my God.
I did.
What are you doing with all these pumpkins?
I'm decorating the outside of my house.
Are you having a party?
No.
I just want it to look good.
I want it to look good. So I did the front door, and now I realize that the side door looks sad. So I got to do the side door.
Mm. She just wants everybody to say she's got the nicest pumpkins in town, Bob.
Yep.
I'm not.
Well, they already
Brian.
Say
I'm,
that.
I'm not. Don't touch that.
Well, you can't.
Nope. Don't can't. No. I say you spray paint them white. Save your money. Why don't you spray paint your pumpkins white?
I don't want to spray paint my pumpkins.
You save money.
Why?
Well, you're buying all these expensive white pumpkins.
No, I'm not buying white pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm an orange pumpkin girl this year.
Yeah, see, our house, we're lucky there's only a front door that people see.
Yes.
So it's like a Hollywood prop.
Too bad. I have two doors, Bob.
Well, no. Yeah. Well, so it's like a Hollywood set. We just do the front and don't care about the rest.
That's great.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yes.
And you save money. Yeah, I like it.
You like that.
Took me
course.
A couple days to talk her into it, but
yeah.
Finally she got it.
That's all
all
right.
That's 5:45.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
So we're watching Hurricane Teddy today. Hurricane Teddy.
Okay.
Right?
Surfers are going to like this one.
Biggest waves. Looking at, I've seen up to 10 to 15 feet down the Cape.
Really?
Yeah.
People will surf today?
They love
yeah.
this.
Cool. These surf's up.
Surf's up down there.
Oh, okay.
It's still warm.
Lots
big
of
waves.
Sharks.
Yeah. Well, no, it's no problem with sharks. Sharks don't like the waves.
That's true.
It's the best time to surf,
they like
LBF.
The people in the waves.
Well, you know, if you're a surfer, you take that chance.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting that.
No.
No.
Just warning. Warning.
No, but I like a Teddy, so that's fine.
You like a Teddy?
Oh,
are you serious?
Hurricane Teddy.
You like the Teddy? Like, you're actually calling the Teddy, like, lingerie?
No, I didn't.
No one uses that expression anymore.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
So it's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage, LBF. What do you have that's cool?
Pigs.
I like it.
We're a nation of pigs, and they're ruining everything.
Oh, those, I thought something. Okay, fine.
I was going to talk about bacon?
BLTs or something. Oh. No, that's fine. Brian Bell.
Well, I've got a fight about a tomato.
Okay.
And
good.
It's could finally settle the Star Wars, Star Trek Ooh. Battle.
Yes. And we just played Bruce Springsteen, The Boss. So I got a great story about how one fan gave him a gift instead of the other way around that will endure. Really cool story. Okay. Tell me about the pigs.
Okay. It's not necessarily cool, but it's a fun fact because I'm like, what? I had no idea. Did you know that the United States has a wild pig problem?
I didn't know
and
that.
It's
wow.
rapidly multiplying?
Wow.
Now, I met a few pigs in my day. But there are, get this, 9 million wild pigs running rampant across the United States.
We're talking about boars?
Yeah, no,
wild
pigs.
Boars?
Like,
wild pigs?
Yeah, like not boars, like
just
pigs.
Pigs, wild pigs.
It causes millions of dollars in damage each year, and it's expanded from 17 states to at least 39 over the last three decades. So if you're like, you know, you see deer, raccoons, whatever, you might see a pig crossing the road.
Isn't that funny?
The more they grow, the more damage. Wow. They do terrible things. Feral swine, that's what it's called.
Feral swine.
They have physical attributes from boars, which increase their ability to survive in the wild.
Yeah.
You know, Darwinism.
Yeah.
They cause major property to property, crops, livestock, native species, and ecosystems, cultural and historic resources. There could be one at Faneuil Hall right now eating a statue.
Yeah. Wow. But you can hunt them, right? I would think.
I know. I got some family down in Texas. You go out hog hunting.
They do. They go hog hunting. I bet it's...
That sounds like a fun...
That's pretty delicious.
It does sound like fun, doesn't it?
Well, if there are, as I said, 9 million running around...
Tasty.
Look at BLTs for everything.
There we go.
Right. That's wrong.
Well, that's weird. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought that.
Right? 9 million.
That's fascinating.
It's a lot of pigs. Okay, Brian.
All right. Well, the epic battle between Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans has now come together in a clash over a tomato in a new Uber Eats commercial. Starring Mark Hamill and Patrick Stewart. Check this out.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stewart. So it's come to this. Thank you.
Up, who's here?
Bravo.
Careful, Hamill. Daddy's not here to save you.
Oh, I am my daddy.
Come again?
Wait, what? You said, Daddy's not here to save you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not sure I got that right.
There you go.
That's good.
It's a pretty good commercial.
I like it.
That's funny.
Wow, I didn't even really, if you didn't tell me that was Mark Hamill, I wouldn't have recognized his voice.
Well, he does a lot of voice work. He's the Joker in the Batman cartoon
series. Is he?
Series. Yeah.
Wow, he's really good.
He's great.
I like that. Well, finally, Bruce Springsteen doing good things. He got a cool gift at one of his impossible-to-get tickets to Springsteen on Broadway shows. A fan gave him an acoustic guitar. And Bruce gave that fan something even cooler. He used it to write an entire album. It's called Letter to You. Bruce says all the songs from the album came out of it using that guitar. And perhaps in less than 10 days, I just wandered around the house in different rooms and I wrote a song each day. I wrote one in the bedroom. Wrote one at the bar. Wrote one in the living room.
He has a bar?
He does.
Excellent.
Bruce's
That's like
bar.
A magic guitar.
How many songs did he write?
10.
That's a lot of rooms.
In 10 days. Yeah,
doesn't live in
it's
a
nice
split
house.
Level.
I didn't think so. Boy. So anyway, that's pretty cool. That guy's always going to know this album, Letter to You, was written on his acoustic guitar.
Pretty neat.
Isn't that great?
I still contend it's a magic guitar and he didn't do any of the writing.
Yeah. Oh, no. another fun fact. Springsteen, I think, is one of his albums he's going to do is use songs that he wrote when he was in his 20s that he never kind of recorded.
Oh.
That'll
really?
Be interesting. How would you like to write your 20-year-old LBF songs?
If I went and looked at my diary and put it into songs?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a very pathetic album.
You know, Bruce, would you like another fun fact?
Please.
Bruce Springsteen wrote this song.
Oh, wow.
Blinded by...
All the, coming together.
Look at that. See that? We didn't plan this.
Wow.
Just happened.
How could you?
Blinded by the light. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, don't forget, 8 o'clock, we're going to play Bon Jovi. And that is your 80s artist of the day. So when you hear your cue to call, we'll give you a special phone number to call. And if you're number 100, you win $500. We'll do it at 8, noon, and 4 today. Don't forget, Bon Jovi, okay? As if you could use $500.
Right, sure.
Okay.
You can't. Goodbye. Lots of things.
Yes, cloudy today, high 67. And we're watching Teddy today. Hurricane Teddy.
Hurricane Teddy.
Got an eye on Hurricane Teddy.
And then what did you say, Bob?
I said I like teddies. I haven't met a teddy I didn't like.
Yeah, and then I said,
yeah.
Mm. That is the oldest expression ever.
Oh, you thought I was
talking about the lingerie.
Yeah, I mean, you were confused.
Like a teddy.
That happens.
I mean, you ask anybody under 30 and they're like, what a teddy is? They're like,
they
I don't
have no
know.
Idea.
All right, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, okay, gee.
Because you know, it's from back in the day.
Let's go back.
First of all, lingerie has been a thing since the 1800s in France because they're a bunch of dirty birdies.
They said, what are we going to do with all this lace?
Okay.
But across the pond in the 20s. All right, so all right. Initially, if you could wear like lingerie, you know, anything with lace, camisoles, peignoirs, petticoats, that was a status symbol.
What's a peignoir?
A peignoir is like a sleeping set, like a nightgown and a robe, but very lacy and pretty.
Oh, okay.
The reason is because...
I thought she was going to say...
Lacy and pretty.
What's a peignoir? About 3 pounds.
Oh, my God. That's funny. So the whole idea of lingerie was to mirror
flesh. It was named after Theodore.
But wait.
Yeah.
Now, in the 20s, this guy Theodore Bear is like, you know what I'm going to do?
Theodore Bear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Theodore B-A-E-R.
Teddy Bear. That is fun.
Huh. It was the Teddy. Yeah. And it combined a chemise. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
With a short slip or attached panties. A word I hate. And they were also called the cami knicker.
The cami knicker.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like Victoria's
Secret. And
then, Secret.
You know, you'd attach it with a short slip and then... sex kittens everywhere.
Wow.
And then it became like an outerwear. You'd wear it under stuff.
Yeah.
But an outerwear in the 70s, because the 70s were a crazy time. If people were like, let me just put on this teddy and I'll answer the door.
Wow. I've got a funny story.
Of course you do.
About that. Years ago, Carolyn and I were invited to a pajama party.
Oh.
Up in Maine. I'm like, okay, fine. It was a New Year's Eve pajama party.
A lot of lands, I bet, there, right?
Huh?
A lot of lands.
In Maine.
You know. With
there's a lot of that. And most of the ladies wore pajamas,
yeah,
right?
Pajamas
top
are
bottom
great.
Pajamas. But this one gal came out with a teddy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say she came out with
raise a glass to Theodore Bear.
like, wow, we are overdressed. She spent the whole day or night at the party walking around the teddy.
Was this teddy like
it was black
shorts?
Lace? Super. No, it was.
It was a teddy. Like it was almost like a bathing suit like look.
Exactly. Lace black.
What'd your wife think of that, Bob?
Did you see through?
Here's a fun story.
Did you see
through? Huh?
Did you see through?
Yes.
No.
I swear. And my wife said she wasn't feeling well. She made us leave the party. She was actually not feeling well.
Yeah, I would not feel well either.
And you're like, well, why don't you go home, honey? I'm going to stay here.
Why don't you? We got a room.
I feel actually nauseated.
Go get our keys out of the bowl.
No.
That is very funny.
It's not true. It's funny because it's not true.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We should do some dirty laundry. That's what we should do.
Filled with teddies.
Wait a minute. I'm taking a danger call.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we should do this.
What's up? ROR, good morning.
You guys all right? You guys all right or what?
Yeah,
we're okay.
No, we're not all right.
What's going on?
It happened in Maine. It must have been a family reunion.
No. It was a New Year's Eve party.
Oh,
boy.
I'm just going to sit back and
relax. Funny.
It must have been a family.
Brian, why don't you just do traffic?
Oh, we got Alan's apology
all right.
coming up,
okay.
Along with Bob's.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes, 646. Let's check in with LBF and the Dirty Laundry.
Okay, so I have a reality roundup for you, but before we get to that, let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres. And after a terrible summer, she came back on the air and apologized. It was like a 3-minute apology. We'll give you a little bit of what it entailed. This is what she had to say.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I'm especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
See, she's
there
funny.
There you go. She is funny. So I think she is the person she is on TV, and she can be kind of nasty on TV even though she's smiling. But she does, you know, she takes a lot of glee in scaring people on the Ellen Show. And then what's the Game of Games or whatever it is?
Oh, Ellen's Game of Games. She tortures people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Her smile doesn't meet her eyes. But she's, you know, trying to fix the toxic workplace environment that she's been accused of orchestrating, essentially.
Well, one of the things I read this morning that she, not that I care. I don't watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter. But she did that classic, I was unaware of what was going on. I apologize for not knowing about this. Okay.
I mean, in one way, I could see possibly she doesn't know because she's so high up and she has 270 employees. So there's an element of believability to that. But there's also an element of believability that she's not a nice person.
There you go.
But anyway, she apologized, and moving on, 18th season, she's not canceled. Don't worry about it. All right. Reality roundup. Okay. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp. You know, John Mellencamp.
Oh, Teddy. Yeah.
Yes, Teddy.
It's Teddy Day.
It's a hurricane. It's a person.
Yep.
And it's something to wear to a party if you're friends with Bob Bronson.
No, it happened one time.
That's all it takes.
You go to one party with a Teddy.
I did. It wasn't my wife.
Vanderpump Rules stars Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright. Obviously an offshoot of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I was confused by the Teddy Mellencamp thing. Yeah. Teddy's probably not going to come back next season for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because she is boring. Also,
that happens.
It does, doesn't
it? Boring,
I thought she was boring.
You need drama.
You do. They had to drum up that drama, and try as she may, she didn't. Although she's a little drama because her all-in company, which is about losing weight, is coming under fire because you pay like $6,000 to eat 600 calories a day.
Yes.
Whatever.
Silly.
Dub works. Vanderpump Rules stars Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright welcome their first child. And they don't welcome their first child. She's pregnant. So that's exciting for them. That was a mistake. Jax Taylor, if you didn't watch Vanderpump Rules, always cheated on Brittany. Constantly.
Wow.
And then she's like,
who'd
okay.
Who thought? Really?
And then they got married, and now they're having a baby. Mm. I'm very concerned.
Yeah. Who'd have thought that any reality star would cheat on his wife?
Do you know, like, every Real Housewife pretty much has gotten a divorce because of that show?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy why anybody would go on that show?
No, you say
if
no.
If you want your marriage to
When
last.
They come at you,
right.
Housewives of Canton, uh-uh.
I who would think that going on TV and airing all your problems would cause...
Just like the flipper-flop couple. we talked about yesterday.
Thank you. I was just, and this is my final thing.
Okay.
Christina Onstad recently announced she and her husband, Ant, after 2 years separating. Mm. Meanwhile, Christina's ex-husband, Tariq El-Moussa, recently got engaged to Heather Rae Young, and he went on Instagram the day she announced her impending divorce and talked about how in love he was. He was in a great place. Ooh. He's happy. He's getting married. Burn. Not nice.
Well,
and his fiancée looks exactly like her.
Like exactly.
I was just going to say that.
Blonde,
I mean,
tall,
he's got a type.
Although
where, like Brian mentioned earlier, right?
Where are you going to find a tall, leggy blonde in California?
The tall, leggy blonde store. You go
so
there.
So there.
Yeah, there it is.
So that's a way to get back.
Okay.
Just post how happy. You know what is it? Happiness is the best revenge?
That's what they say.
That's what they
Try
say.
That.
Okay.
All right. 651. Hey, don't forget, today Bon Jovi is your 80s artist of the day. Three times you have a shot at $500, 8 o'clock, noon, and 4.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. 7:12. It's the first day of fall. And coming up at 9:15 today, it's our commercial-free fall. That's 3 hours of commercial-free music.
Wow.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I like that. Anyway, we're looking at a 67-degree day. Maybe some gusty winds this afternoon because that is Hurricane Teddy blowing into town.
Your favorite.
Teddy. Teddy, where you been? Oh, Teddy. So, I mentioned that. And then it reminded me of an old story. When my wife and I were just, I think we were maybe engaged.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was the 90s. So we went to a New Year's Eve party in Maine, and it was supposed to be a pajama party, right? So I told you that.
Yeah.
Folks might have missed it. So I think we wore like pajama top bottom, casual, comfortable.
Sure.
New Year's Eve.
Maybe some flannel.
Yeah.
It
flannel
might have been
lands.
Flannel. You know, it was Maine, so there was a lot of flannel.
Yeah, Vermont country store stuff.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yep. And this one woman, I think she may have been the host, set herself apart because she had this black Teddy lingerie. And then that was all she had on.
A Teddy is like a one-piece.
One-piece.
Just doesn't leave much to the imagination.
Didn't leave anything to the imagination.
Okay, walking around this party.
And she was the host.
Was she wearing heels?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What else do you wear? I'm sorry, I asked.
I think she was. So your reaction was, you know, wow, that's weird. What'd you guys do? Well, as it turns out, my wife got sick. I don't know what happened, but we.
I don't feel well, Bob.
No, she.
I don't know. I feel really
she
legit
sold it.
Sick.
She was sick.
Okay.
And we had a room. It was up in Maine, so we said, "We'll just head back." Gonna miss a great party.
Yeah,
this
the food. Yeah, who knows what's food is happen. Great.
Food's good. The view's great.
Please don't make me leave these pigs in a blanket.
Yes, we left the pigs in a blanket. So it begs me to ask you, what would you do? You walk into that same party.
So I walk in the same party. Everybody's dressed, but the hostess has on this revealing.
First of all, what is LBF wearing?
I'm wearing my, I'm wearing my reindeer pajamas. Right. Long sleeve, long pants.
Is that a one? Oh, they're
nope.
Oh, top and bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they're
Dave,
so comfy. And a hat. Because I sometimes sleep with a hat on.
That's,
wow.
That's
anyways,
okay,
yeah, I know.
Else, isn't it?
I'll stop hitting on you right
yeah,
now. And my reaction to that, couple of things.
Okay.
Depending on my age. If I was younger, I'd be like, I'd probably stick around for a little bit.
You'd be wearing the same thing.
Maybe. You know what? Actually, maybe. That's the thing. I wouldn't be wearing my reindeer pajamas, let me tell
you. Let's say this happened, now.
Now.
Yeah, what would you say?
Well, I was like, at this age, I'd be, is she like younger and very good looking and all that other stuff?
I think at the time, 30s at the time.
Okay, yeah. And looks good in this particular Teddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would stick around for like an app and a drink because that's what I came for.
Yeah, me too.
I'd do a lap with Dave. I assume he's with me.
Is
you
he
know.
Still with you?
You keep him right with
exactly.
Right flank.
Come with me.
But after a while,
so hard.
Because I assume that all the men would be like, every time. I'd just be like, come on. And I'm like a 12-year-old black lab who somebody brings a puppy over and the lab's like, get out of my face.
Okay. Get those out of
so
my
you're
face.
Out. You're out.
You get so your, I'd leave after, yeah. I'd be, that's,
Brian, what would Kate Bell do?
You know, I feel like we would, it also depends, someone not in our group of friends.
Oh, yeah.
But if we're there with a group of friends, I feel like we might stay and see what happens.
Right. That's true.
There would be know, some we good didn't know those people watching.
Yeah. We just knew our friends who invited us.
Okay.
So we didn't know
so
them.
They didn't know.
So she wasn't the host then because you're right. My friends invited us.
We'd belly up to the bar. And
they were just a...
Let's see what happens here.
So but she'd stay. Good to
she'd
know.
Stay for
I
sure?
Think, I think so. Mm-hmm. It's something fun to talk about.
What's that show on ABC they do on Friday
night? What would you do?
What would you do? What would you do? Let's just rip that off.
Yeah, especially if, like, add this to it. If your person you came to the party with, like, if Dave just was exclusively talking to her all night. Yeah.
Well,
would we leave then?
We know what you would do.
Because I feel like that's a legitimate thing.
You know, let's have some ladies call, too, because I know most guys will be like, I'm staying. Okay. Why would I leave?
Right.
It's got everything.
Yes, you've had this conversation with your friends.
Nope. Okay, 888-410-1057. Yeah, what would you do if you were in that same situation? LBF stage for a cocktail or two?
That's
keeps
it.
An eye on Dave.
Yep.
Brian and Kate are going to enjoy the show.
That's right. And your wife just got sick. Smartest woman in the
room. I know. We believe it. 888-410-1057. What would you do? 1057 WROR. 80s and more with Elton 724. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Yeah, so speaking of pajamas and such, Zoom school's back, and there's been a lot of reports of some inappropriate Zoom, you know, attire.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Or behavior in the background.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know that's happening, right? So.
Yeah. I try to, you know, not have a martini shaking while I'm teaching Lucy.
You're 2 o'clock. It's tea time. So there's that. There's all kinds of stories. Now, Brian, your school gave you guys guidance or something? For
well,
Zoom?
Yeah, we have some guidelines. Make sure the kids, you know, are all not... No pajama days unless it's on the schedule. So, yeah, wear a shirt.
Okay.
You know,
I think most
the
of
basics.
The time, the kids so far have been really good.
Yeah.
I'm Lucy's one-to-one aide, but she's learning remotely. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning a lot about kids that I didn't know before. And people were talking about what kind of music they like. And I overheard somebody say... I love music from the late 1900s.
Wow.
I was like what?
Like what?
You know, like, you know, just like, you know, like Pearl Jam. And I'm like, the late 1900s. You know.
You sure didn't like ragtime?
That's amazing.
No, like, that's the thing. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's like the late 1900s.
Or the early 1900s.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The late
1900s. Hilarious. That's what the 80s and 90s are.
That's what they
thought it was. Yeah, 80s and 90s. We are playing late 1900s songs.
Get your best gal. We'll have a show.
Remember... Hey, here's a throwback. Remember the old tune back in the day, smoking in the boys' room?
You can't do that anymore.
It's been updated.
Oh!
Yeah.
You ever seem to have one of those years where it seems like nothing's going right?
Yeah.
From the pandemic all the way down to your job. Well, you know, dealing with all that stuff ain't easy. But this dad's got a way to cope with it. Let me tell you about it. Kitchen table, classroom, time to go online. Waiting for the teacher, the lessons at night.
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Drinking in the Zoom room.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And that teacher, he ain't sorry. He still thinks it's cool. But this is the only way that your dad's dealing with homeschool.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, kids.
Yeah.
See my lighter?
Oh, boy. Yep, updated just for you. Smoking in the Zoom room. Okay, LBF, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Well, we have the Ellen DeGeneres apology after accusations.
Half apology.
Yeah. After accusations, she created a toxic work environment.
Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more with Elton 724. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Yeah, so speaking of pajamas and such, Zoom school's back, and there's been a lot of reports of some inappropriate Zoom, you know, attire.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Or behavior in the background.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know that's happening, right? So.
Yeah. I try to, you know, not have a martini shaking while I'm teaching Lucy.
Yeah, no, you're 2 o'clock. It's tea time. So there's that. There's all kinds of stories. Now, Brian, your school gave you guys guidance or something? For
well,
Zoom?
Yeah, we have some guidelines. Make sure the kids, you know, are all not, no pajama days unless it's on the schedule. So, yeah, wear a shirt.
Okay.
You know,
I think most
the
of the
basics.
Time, the kids so far have been really good.
Yeah.
I'm Lucy's one-to-one aide, but she's learning remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning a lot about kids that I didn't know before. And I was people were talking about what kind of music they like. And I overheard somebody say, I love music from the late 1900s.
Wow.
I was like what?
Like what?
You know, like, you know, just like, you know, like Pearl Jam. And I'm like, the late 1900s, you know.
You sure didn't like ragtime?
That's amazing.
No, like, that's the thing. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's like the late 1900s.
Or the early 1900s.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The late
1900s. That's what the 80s and 90s are.
That's what they thought it was.
Yeah, 80s and 90s. We are playing late 1900s songs.
Yep. Get your best gal. We'll have a show.
Remember, hey, here's a throwback. Remember the old tune back in the day, smoking in the boys' room?
You can't do that anymore.
It's been updated.
Oh!
Yeah.
You ever seem to have one of those years where it seems like nothing's going right?
Yeah.
From the pandemic all the way down to your job. Well, you know, dealing with all that stuff ain't easy. But this dad's got a way to cope with it. Let me tell you about it. Kitchen table, classroom, time to go online. Waiting for the teacher, the lessons at night.
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Drinking in the Zoom room.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And that teacher, he's sorry. He still thinks it's cool. But this is the only way that your dad's dealing with homeschooling.
That's funny.
Hey, kids. You see my lighter?
Oh, boy.
Yep, updated just for
my.
You. Smoking in the Zoom room. Okay, LBF coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Well, we have the Ellen DeGeneres apology after accusations.
Half apology.
Yeah. After accusations, she created a toxic work environment.
Okay. Let's get into the Dirty Laundry. LBF's got the latest.
Okay, so we have some reality TV roundups. But before we get to that, let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres, her toxic work environment, and what she's done to kick off the 18th season of that toxic work environment. She went on TV
Is
yesterday.
Is that what they're calling this season?
Yeah, exactly. The toxic work environment season.
All right.
She went on TV and she apologoked, as Brian said.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, I like that.
It was an apologoke, and this is what she...
Husbands are good at that.
Yeah.
Apologokes?
Hey.
Yeah. Wives, too. I apologize.
You
a lot.
Are especially yeah. good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that.
So this is what she had to say about the idea that she's not the same person as she seems to be on television.
Mm-hmm. There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I am especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast
Wait
enough. I will tell
it.
You that.
Wait, there it is.
There you go.
I like that. The apology.
You know, it was like a 3-minute apology, and she talked about sort of, you know, not knowing that it was going on. And two, you know, I kind of can think, like, she has 270 staff members. She doesn't know. She's at the top of the food chain. She's not going to know exactly what it is. But, again, the top of the food chain sets the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Ask any lion. And so
I wasn't aware you didn't.
So that's happening. The one thing I did notice, because I did catch her on TV yesterday, now, how people are doing, like, no audiences. Well, she has each chair with a big screen on it with a person zooming in. So you can still be at the Ellen DeGeneres show. You're just zooming in.
Zoom in.
And so that laughter, I think, was real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of neat. So
that's something. So it's not a live audience.
It is a live audience.
But it's live
but
on
it's
Zoom.
Live on
I
Zoom.
Gotcha. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just the like best
everything.
They can do.
Yeah, right.
I know. All right, so the reality TV people, because they haven't been able to film, are just having babies now. My good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jax Taylor and Brittany from Vanderpump Rules expecting a baby. They just posted on the Instagram. Now, I don't know if you watch Vanderpump Rules.
Are you talking to
He's
the people
doing
in
some
this
math
room?
Over there.
I'm doing December is going to be a big month for babies.
Yeah.
go 9 months back.
Right,
wow.
Exactly. So, I don't know. You don't watch Vanderpump Rules?
No.
But, Bob, you do.
You've been to the restaurant,
I've
right?
been to the restaurant.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I was treated rudely there.
And that was it. And then he left.
I paid a lot of money to be treated rudely.
Anyway, I'm very concerned about this union and this baby because Jax Taylor always cheated on Brittany. And now they're having married and having a baby. So, not good. And Lala Kent, remember her?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
She's 30 years old. She married Randall Emmett, a big-time producer in Hollywood who has a private jet.
Oh.
Anyway, they're having a baby.
How old
it's
is
a
he?
Baby girl. He's way older, but like he married so up that like she's in an airplane and he's still on the ground.
That's
he's,
up.
Yeah, you see that couple. Not to be mean, and it's kind of mean.
Yeah.
But you see that couple and you're like, whoa, he must have a lot of money. That's exactly what you think.
All right.
You know, do you ever see a couple like that and you're like, wow, he must make some good living?
I've seen a lot of that. Not in Hollywood, not in real life.
Not in real life?
Doesn't really happen in real life.
No, it really doesn't, does it?
No, it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood, yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, that is what's going on in the dirty laundry. And
We went to, we were out visiting my daughter, Taylor, out there. And Carolyn loves the show, so we went to that restaurant, Sir or whatever.
Sir, yep.
I called it Surly because that's
because you're clever.
Well, that's how they treat you.
Yeah, they're not like nice people.
You are one L-Y away from being who you really are. Surly.
Don't know what you expected, Bob.
I fully expected that. Okay, 7:47. Coming up at 8:00. It's Bon Jovi, and that means $500 for a caller 100, but there's a special number. Stay tuned for that. Coming up, 8:00.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Marshfield. It's Maureen. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Maureen. Thank you for calling in. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Marshfield with my husband, Jim, and I have 2 boys, 4 grandkids, retired, and that's about it.
That sounds nice.
You and Jim just hanging out in Marshfield.
Yeah, having our coffee with you guys.
I love it.
Nice.
Could you use $1,000, Maureen?
I could always use $1,000.
Let's see if we can get that for you. We're going to play Super Smart. You have 60 seconds to get all 10 of LBF's questions correct, and you win $1,000. Remember, if you're not sure, say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What planet is known for its rings?
Uranus. Saturn.
Poseidon was the Greek god of what?
No.
The ocean.
What is the Italian name for squid in a restaurant?
Calamari.
Hydrosis is the medical term for what?
Pass.
A calorie is a measurement of what?
Food.
What queen was ordered beheaded by her cousin Elizabeth I?
Pass.
Who was the villain in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Pass.
Albany is the capital of which U.S. state?
New York.
What sportsmen are divided into naturals and goofy foots?
Rugby.
What is a kookaburra?
A kangaroo? Never mind.
What hydrosis is the medical term for what?
Pass.
Oh,
that was bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
I think you almost had Kookaburra, though, right?
Right, remember, did you
remember
in
the
with
song
the
back in the day?
Yeah.
You know that song, Maureen.
No, I don't.
Kookaburra sits in the... Right?
No, okay.
You get some Kookaburra wings at...
See, that's so it's a bird, Maureen.
Oh, thanks.
Apparently there's a Kookaburra fan club in this room, and I had no idea.
You don't know
they're
that
delicious.
No.
How
do you not know that song?
Because I don't know. I listen to normal music.
Okay. I thought everybody knew the Kookaburra song.
I don't know the Kookaburra song.
You haven't been to an Outback Steakhouse either.
Oh, all right.
All right, what'd we miss?
Hydrosis is the medical term for sweat. Yeah. A calorie is a measurement of energy, actually. But food. Yeah. What queen ordered her cousin beheaded? Elizabeth the queen. Mary, Queen of Scots.
By her cousin? Dang.
No, good movie, by the way.
Thanksgiving's going to be awkward.
You should watch
Everybody's
it.
Seen Mary.
Yeah, I know, really.
Jeez.
Margot Robbie plays Elizabeth I in Mary, Queen of Scots.
Okay. I'm in.
I know.
All right, Mary Bryan.
The villain in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
The sportsmen who are divided into naturals and goofy foots. Well, surfers, but as Brian said, also snowboarders and skaters. I would have taken
all of your board sports.
All your board sports.
All right, Mary. Mary, sorry, Maureen. Maureen, Queen of Marshfield. You got four correct.
Oh, my
but
God.
But it wasn't your day. That's
no,
all.
Okay, but I learned a lot.
Well, yes, see? That's what I'm here for.
Was there any hydrosis going on?
No. Yeah, no, there actually was.
Yeah, see? See? Lots of hydrosis. Never
let him see. Yeah. Never let him see a hydrosis. Maureen, we got a wonderful WROR t-shirt for you, a limited edition just for you, okay?
I'll wear it on the beaches of Marshfield.
Oh, good.
Hang on. Brian's going to ask you a very personal question. Thank
you.
What size? That's all. Hang on, Maureen. Okay. Don't forget, if you want to play Super Smart, okay, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there.
Sign up there and register to play, and then practice to play with our multiple choice quiz.
Just
available
like
every day.
WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF, what do you have that's cool?
Pigs.
Excuse me?
Pigs.
Cool pigs.
A lot of pigs. Not really that cool, though, but fun fact about pigs that I guarantee you didn't know.
I'm all in on that one. I am all in.
It's because of the bacon, isn't it?
I wasn't going to say that, but ribs are kind of nice. But that's fine.
Okay.
All right, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right, a great ad campaign came out that has pitted Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Age-old battle. Who will win?
It is funny. And Bruce Springsteen received a gift at a concert from a fan. Now, Bruce put that gift to work, and this fan will never forget it. Amazing. Okay, that's coming up. Let's hear it, LBF. Pigs.
The United States has a pig problem, and I'm not talking about pervy guys.
This time,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have a wild pig population. Not like a boar situation, but wild pigs. There are about 9 million wild pigs running rampant across the United States, smoking, drinking, driving motorcycles.
Oh, hog wild.
Talk about hogs.
Yeah.
They cause millions of dollars in damage each year. The population has expanded in 17 states to at least 39 over the last three decades because they can have babies at 3 months.
Wow.
Ew. And also,
three
they grow.
Months they can have baby.
Now they grow up fast.
He's like mice.
You know, especially those wild pigs.
Follow me.
And they also weigh.
Are these the ones they're calling super pigs?
Well, yeah, they could call them super. I think that what you're reading called them super pigs.
Okay.
Because that sounds good and it's clickbait.
Yeah, sure does.
But they're just swine something.
All right, they're not super pigs.
But they weigh they can weigh up to 400 pounds. Mm. I mean, that's insane. 9 million creatures weighing 400 pounds each going hog wild across the United States.
All the crops and all that's crazy.
Crops, livestock, native species, ecosystems, historical resources. They have threatened the health of people, wildlife, pets, and other domestic animals.
All right. Be on the lookout for wild pigs.
$2.5 billion in damages each
year. They're hungry.
Who knew?
They don't stop.
So if you bump into a pig, you know. You heard it here first.
You did. Super pig. All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, I happened to catch a new commercial for Uber Eats, and they've pitted Star Wars versus Star Trek. And they've got Mark Hamill, of course, Luke Skywalker from my favorite, the Star Wars franchise, and Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard from Star Trek. And they're fighting over, you know, tomato.
Here it is. Funny.
Check this out.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stewart. So it's come to this. Thank you.
Bravo.
Careful, I'm old daddy's not here to save you.
Oh, I am my daddy.
Come again?
Wait, what? You said daddy's not here to save you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not sure I got that right.
Wow. I wouldn't have known that's Mark Hamill.
No,
I know. I mean, you know Picard.
Wow. Yeah, Mark Hamill. He's come a long way since he was just that whiny kid in Star Wars.
I know.
To Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Yeah, no, he sounds great.
God, you are a...
Shut up.
Nerd. All right. The last cool thing. Bruce Springsteen fan goes to see The Boss. His show, Springsteen on Broadway. I don't know how you even got tickets to that. That was incredible. But a fan gave him an acoustic guitar. And Bruce loved that guitar. So much so, he used it to write his entire upcoming album, Letter to You. Bruce says all the songs from the album came out of that guitar in less than 10 days. He just wandered around the house in different rooms with a guitar, and he wrote a song each day. And he wrote a song in the bedroom. He wrote a song in the bar. Huh. He wrote a song in the living room, and so forth and so
on. Big house.
Yeah, he's a big house.
You think he has an atrium song?
Yeah, sure he does.
I think that was a magic guitar.
Isn't that cool?
He didn't write any of those things. It just came through.
No, is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well,
like a, you know.
A haunted guitar?
Yes, a haunted. Yes.
It sounds like a movie, right?
It does.
Ooh, yes. I'm going to give you this guitar.
And you're
going
to write songs on it
in
every room of your house.
10 days.
Thank God you live in a giant house.
Yes, yes. You'll sell the album and give me some money for it. No? Okay, fine.
That's a good guitar.
Stops there. Okay, we thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, too.
Yeah, it's 8:33. Windy today. You can blame Teddy for that. A high of 67, 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:40. And don't forget, the 80s artist of the day is Bon Jovi. We already gave away $500 at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's done. Your next chance at 12 when you hear Bon Jovi. And get that cue to call. So be listening for that at 12 and then again at 4 o'clock. Okay? Interesting story you had, LBF, about the pigs. People are calling
pigs.
About that. Wild pigs.
They're
running
taking
rampant.
Over the United States.
How many did you say there were?
Nine million?
Millions, right? They weigh 400 pounds.
They can procreate at 3 months.
At 3 months. Ooh. And they're just running rampant, causing wreaking havoc.
In 39 states, but I haven't seen any around here.
A lot of the agriculture.
And I know myself some pigs, but
well,
not these kinds.
They seem to like agriculture.
Yes,
they like
they
to go
do.
where the food is. I mean, why not? You're a pig, right?
Right? Who's a pig in this scenario?
No, I'm saying if you're a pig, that you go where the food is.
Okay, all right.
You're going to rob a bank. Where are you going to go?
Right.
You know, right, the bank. Okay.
Piggy bank.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Anywho. ROR, good morning. What's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, on this wild pig thing,
Yeah. Yep.
You guys have the opportunity to Google YouTube Ted Nugent. Fights pigs with a helicopter.
Wow. That's a deep dive.
That's pig on pig crime, though.
Well, let me know. So, caller, what are we going to see when we do that?
You're going to watch Ted Nugent in a helicopter with a machine gun in Texas hunting wild pigs because they're destroying crop,
right.
All kinds of stuff.
It's called insane. The apocalypse.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah.
But
that's certifiable.
Now, let me ask you this. What happens to the pigs out? Are they collecting them? I mean, do you barbecue them?
I have no idea. Maybe food bank? I have no clue.
Yeah. I think you'd be able to barbecue them. I mean, it's pig.
I'll just show you killing them. That's it.
That's awesome. I think. No, I mean, you know. Yeah. I'll wait to see the apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
Pigs, you know?
What's that?
It's insane. Watch it.
Yeah, we definitely got it.
I'm watching it.
Hey,
all
pro
right.
tip. Thank you, man. Okay, bye.
Hey, have a great one. Love you guys.
Bye. Thank
you.
That was nice. Hunting pigs from a helicopter.
The silence of the hams.
That's what it is,
yep.
right? The apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
Okay, there's a name.
Hey, it's something I had no idea was happening.
We learned a lot. That's awesome. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's the boss, of course. And we just talked about him. He got a guitar as a gift at one of his shows. Took that acoustic guitar home and wrote 10 songs for his new album on it. That's
wow.
pretty cool.
Yeah, that's so, talent. Yeah. Or a magic guitar.
Maybe it's a magic guitar. LBF, this is never going to happen to you.
Oh.
This is
Are we talking about size 4 pants?
I would not say that. Brian, throw something at me if I
Where
ever
are you going
do.
Here, Bob?
This is not going to happen to you.
Okay.
What happened to an Australian couple? Would you like to hear it?
I better hear it because my imagination's going wild.
What's not going to happen to you is winning the lottery because... You can't play it.
No, I can't.
Your husband, of course, is with the lottery.
Yep.
Dave.
Them's the rules.
That's it. You can't play. It would look a little sketchy if
yes,
you did.
Yes, it would.
Well, this couple won over $500,000 Saturday night, okay? She woke her husband up and said, "Wake up! We just won the lottery." She said, "I shoved the phone in my hubby's face, screaming we had a win. That's when I realized... we'd won a lot more than she thought. She thought originally she just won $5,000.
Oh.
Like I said, she won $500,000. Whoa. You know what they're going to do? You know
get
what
a divorce.
What are you waking me up for? So you can get out.
She says, "My hubby reckons we're going to get them numbers tattooed on our arms. The winning numbers. Nothing special about them, but we always will remember these numbers."
You know, how about a cross stitch?
No.
I mean,
no.
You know, a tattoo's forever.
You wouldn't get a tattoo of your winning lottery
no,
for
I
half
wouldn't.
A million.
I'd frame the lottery ticket and call it a day. Why should I? No. No.
Really?
No.
I would for $500,000.
You don't have to. This is like an homage to the numbers. Like, thank you.
Well, yeah.
You do that before. Do you have any tattoos?
None. But I'd get one there.
What kind really? Of Navy man are you, Bob Bronson?
I was
well-behaved.
Well-behaved, man, sailor. Hello, sailor. You wouldn't do
he
that
woke
for...
woke up with different regrets.
Oh, my God.
No regrets. No regrets. Maybe one. Anyway. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.